switch off.
Hello, Audioboo. I'm going to have to do two versions of this, one for my own timeline and one for VipAdvisor, because I'm not sure if some people who follow me on here follow VipAdvisor, and vice versa. This boo came about because I was just tweeting something about an app that I'm using, and someone asked me if it's accessible with VoiceOver, so I want to talk about Carrot Fit. It is on Apple Viz. Really sorry, but I haven't got the link right now. I apologize. But I think if you just search Carrot Fit, as in carrot, as in the vegetable carrot, it will hopefully come up for you. And it's pretty much like a 7-minute workout thingy, which is pretty much accessible. There are a few quirks, and you've got to kind of, you can't always flick up and down because, you know, it just doesn't work. You have to feel around the screen, but the layout is very simple. It basically, apologize for the back throat. Basically, you start off signing all up. Well, it's not really signing up. You can connect to Facebook, I believe. I can't remember the signing process, but you fill in your profile and you put in your weight. Now, if you're easily offended, or if you don't like quite harsh, it's not swearing at you, but what I mean is it is quite brash when it talks to you. So if you're not into kind of someone bullying you into exercises and calling you a meat bag, for example, this might not be for you. But I find it a laugh, to be honest. So you basically start filling your profile, and it really makes exercising fun. So I'm going to try and explain the workout process, and then I'll explain the levels. Obviously, I've not had it long. I'm on level 9, plainly because I don't want to brag, but I am quite fit now, so I do more than one workout a day sometimes, particularly if I can't get out or I just want a bit of a change of routine. I don't really want just to step still or whatnot. So I'm on level 9, but I'll explain levels in a bit. The workout, basically, it's Samantha. I'm sure you know Samantha, as in the nuanced voice. Samantha is talking, and as people did call her Sergeant in the past, it kind of fits because she's a bit of a bossy carrot. The character who talks you through the exercises basically assumes Samantha's voice, and it fits because it's quite bossy and quite harsh. But you can set the tone, you can set it to chatty, so it talks absolute rubbish at you while you exercise, just to make you laugh, just to make it a bit more fun. Or you can put it to terse, but I didn't even try that yet. I just like it chatty. It's rude enough if it's chatty. I mean, you know, don't need to have it terse, but that's just me. The first time you use it, it will walk you through the exercises. It will describe them fairly accurately, and it will give you more time on the clock to teach you. But that's only once. Afterwards, it assumes you remember them. But there's a tutorial. So when you are, once you're signed up and you open the app for the second time, it will come up with a screen that says Start Workout. No, sorry, it's Settings, Start Workout, Profile, Avatar, and all these things. If you start workout, it doesn't start right away, but it gives you the choice between start workout again, or begin workout, and instructions. And if you click on instructions, it basically, I believe, it gives a graphical picture of how the exercise should look, but it also explains it again, so you can flick through them in your own time. Then you go back to the workout and you start your workout. Again, it will take a bit longer if you are on teaching mode, but once the second time it starts, it's pretty much 7 minutes-ish. It's about 30 minutes per, pardon me, 30 seconds per exercise with 10 seconds rest. It recommends hydration in between those 10 seconds, but if you're like me and you're visually impaired and you can't find your bottle in that time, you kind of think, bugger it, I'm doing it afterwards. But if you do have your bottle literally clipped to your hip, which might make side planking a bit uncomfortable, but there you go, you can hydrate in those 10 seconds. Although for me, it's just enough time to jump up and do the next exercise, because you just jump from exercise where you stand to lying down to sitting up quite quickly, and you need these 10 seconds really to get back into your position. So for example, if you've been lying down doing crunches, she will then say next up mouse attacks, and that is basically where you stand on a chair and step up and down on the chair. So you need to have time to get up and find the chair. So basically the 10 seconds are not, for me anyway, are not used for hydration, but just to get switch positions. So it's quite fun. And after a while, you can buy or unlock other exercises to make it a bit more interesting. Although the new ones are a lot harder, so yeah. Again, it'll be the same thing. She'll talk you through the new ones, and then once you know the new ones, she'll mix up the basic ones and the new ones. So now that I've explained that, it goes by levels. You can unlock rewards depending on what level you are. You can unlock new features. For example, on level 5, you can unlock a calendar. On level 8, you can unlock a BMI calculator. Level 6 or 7, I believe, you can unlock if you want more rest between the exercises, which I've chosen not to do, even though I know it'd be good to hydrate, but I just didn't want it. I think at level 10, you can randomize the exercises, I think. In another level, you can unlock extra 15 seconds on every exercise. You can unlock your step counter badge, so it rewards you for how many steps you take using the iPhone's step counter. All those things you can unlock, and you've got a store where you can unlock it by buying it if you don't want to wait too much or too long. So yeah, for me it has been fairly accessible. There have been a few issues with, you can't just flick through the screen. You kind of need to tap the screen and just, you know, move your finger to find the different things. But that's really it. Apart from that, I haven't had any issue with, except once it got stuck in the instructions and I had to force it to close, which, when I opened it again, I got a thread that I made Carrot angry. You can apparently make her angry, maybe by not working out or by closing or in the middle of the workout or whatever else, and she'll punish you, which is quite funny. Sounds a bit like a dominatrix, but there you go. And you can download another app that's called Carrot Hunger, although I've not explored that. I've just downloaded that today. It's free as well. I haven't checked that out yet, re-accessibility, or even if it has UK food in its database. At the moment, I'm still using my FitnessPal, but I don't know if I'm not sure what it does. So I will try and do a boo about that in a separate occasion. So I hope that helped. If you have a question about it, I personally am quite pleased with it, because I've always wanted these 7-minute workout things, because you don't always have time to exercise, or you exercised yesterday but you want a bit of a boost. So you can just do a quick workout, and if you have a bit more time, you do it twice. You can randomize the exercises after a while, so you don't know what's coming. That's quite good. So it does make working out a lot more fun. So I recommend it for those of you who want to try and get fit. You basically, I forgot to say this earlier, but all you need, equipment-wise, is a chair and a wall to slide down, because you have to do wall sits. Although she changes the names a bit for creativity's sake. So equipment, just a chair. That's pretty much all you need. So you can get fit anywhere, everywhere. Although for the purpose of, you know, things like jumping jacks, I'd recommend you wear appropriate clothes and don't just do it in your pyjamas. I've certainly, as a female, I've experienced that, and it's not pleasant. And I'm not going to go into that, but just you should wear stuff that holds your flabbier bits, if you have any. If you don't, then that's lucky. But if you have flabbier bits, then, you know, that can help hold it together. Anyway, I'm moving into dangerous territory there, so I want to leave it as that, at that. But I recommend it, and it's funny, and it's a bit brash, but it does reward you, and it's quite funny. It just makes exercising more fun. Anyway, I hope that helps. I will share that with Twitter now so you guys can see it. And I will also try and do a similar thing to TripAdvisor. Although I wish Audioboo would just give me a feature where I can just share that boo with a list or a channel, because it is a bit like repetitive if I say it twice. Anyway, that's it from me. I hope you're all doing well, and I'll talk to you soon.